From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Cancel, and here's your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you, everybody. Thank you so much. We've got a great show for you today. Now, one of the fun things about our show is having famous people on to play Not My Job, and basically when they do that, we give them a hard time. It's how we make up for the lack of love in our youth. But this week, our guest is Dana Perino, the White House press secretary and spokeswoman. She's a powerful, important person. We know she can take it. But man, she's had a tough week. We might just throw out our questions and have Carl Cancel sing softly to her. Let her weep on our shoulders. Well, we'll see how we feel when we get there. But in the meantime, we'll be our usual charming selves to you. Give us a call. The number, 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi there.
Hi, who's this?
This is Joe.
Hey, Joe, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New York, New York.
Hey, how are things in New York, New York?
Cold, actually, today.
They're cold?
Yes, really cold.
But you love it there anyway.
I love it there. I'm born and raised.
Yeah, and it's great because the apartments are so small that they're easy to heat.
And so cheap, too. Yeah. The rent is so cheap here.
That's great.
Yeah.
Joe, welcome to our show. Let me introduce you to our panel this week. First, say hello to a TV personality and the proprietor of the website MoRocca180.com, Mr. Mo Rocca.
Hey, Mo.
Hi, Joe.
Next, say hello to a deputy editor at the Houston Chronicle and a blogger, Kiri O'Connor.
Hi.
Hi, Joe.
And finally, humorist and author, most recently of Long Time Leaving, Dispatches from Up South, Roy Blunt, Jr.
Hi there.
Hey, Joe. We don't have enough people on this show named Joe.
Hey, you can call me Joseph if you like.
No, I think Joe's good.
It's my birth name, so.
Joseph, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Roy, you wrote an entry in a book about pizza that I read.
I did, yeah. A little poem. I don't remember it, but yeah.
What kind of book was it that it needed an entry about pizza?
It was a book about pizza.
It was a book about pizza. Joe, welcome to the show.
Is Carl there? Carl's there, right?
Carl, you want to say hello to Carl? Yes, say hello to Carl, man.
Hi, Joe.
Hi, Carl.
Hi, how you doing, Joe?
I'm a big fan.
Thank you.
Your voice, so soothing.
Welcome to the show, Joe. You're going to play Who's Carl This Time? Carl Cancel is going to read you three quotes from this week's news. If you can correctly identify or explain just two of them, you will win our prize, Carl Cancel's voice, on your home answering machine. Ready to go?
Yes.
All right. Here is your first quote.
In August, I think it was, Mike McConnell came in and said, "We have some new information." He didn't tell me what the information was.
That was President Bush saying this week that back in the summer, he was just too busy to ask about some new intelligence. Well, the intelligence was finally released this week. It's intelligence about what?
It was about Iran.
Exactly. Sorry. Specifically, the fact that Iran shut down their nuclear weapons program 4 years ago.
Yes.
Which contradicts what the administration has been telling us right up until, well, basically last week, namely that Iran was one hissy fit away from nuking our major cities into glass skating rinks. How do they explain this, the administration? Well, last summer, the Director of National Intelligence went into the President and said, in effect, "Mr. President, I have some new information about Iran and their nuclear program." And what does the President do? Does he say, "What is it?" No, he does not. We don't know why. One inside source said that what the President said was, "Hey, that's great, Mike, but don't bother me now. I think I found Waldo."
I think he said, "You know me, I don't like new information."
Yeah.
But see, I love that. It was kind of zen. I mean, you know, he just walked in and said, "I have some new information." And the President said, "Fine, that's great." You know, just the idea of having new information was enough.
This just occurred to me now. Maybe the President's head had filled up like a hard drive.
Yeah. Right.
You know?
Yeah. Right. He needed a zip drive.
Right. Yeah, he needed to offload some data.
His mailbox was over its size limit. Yeah.
I think it filled up like a floppy disk.
This is true, and I love this. One casualty of this report, CNN had to scrap their planned two-hour documentary program scheduled for next week. This is true. It was titled, "We Were Warned, Iran Goes Nuclear."
Is that right?
They really had that planned. It was all set to go.
and they had to cancel it. Instead, they're throwing together a new special to fill the slot. It's going to be called If They Did It, Did Iran Kill Anna Nicole Smith? All right, Joe.
Yeah.
All right, Joe, your next quote is from a 2008 presidential campaign press release that was in the news this week.
Today in Iowa, Senator Barack Obama said, I have not been planning to run for president for however number of years some of the other candidates have been planning for. Oh, really? In kindergarten, Senator Obama wrote an essay titled, I Want to Become President.
So who was going after Barack Obama for having the audacity to hope that he'd be president back in kindergarten?
I think that was Hillary Clinton.
It was Hillary Clinton. This week, Hillary Clinton started everything off by saying, quote, I have been for months on the receiving end of rather consistent attacks. Well, we don't know if she rubbed her hands. Now the fun part starts, unquote. And that's the first thing her campaign did for fun. They tried to show that Barack Obama was a monster of ambition as far back as kindergarten.
I wanted to be a race car in kindergarten.
Did you really?
Yeah.
You wanted to drive one. You wanted to be one.
I wanted to be a race car. Ooh.
How's that going for you?
I bet you can make all now than I was then.
I understand.
So. I bet you can make all the noises.
Yeah.
Now, the Obama campaign responded, you know, no, let no attack go unanswered. They revealed an essay that Hillary wrote at the same age, back in kindergarten, that is, in which she wrote that she wished she could grow up to have enough money to hire enough pollsters to tell her what to write.
I love this. It's Jimboreegate. I love it. It's the big scandal.
It's terrifying.
And what was in his sippy cup when he wrote that essay?
Yes. Here, then, is your last quote, Joe.
Okay.
Dick Cheney is still a war criminal. Hillary Clinton is still Satan. And I'm back on the radio.
That was somebody announcing his triumphant return to the airwaves this week. Who was it?
Don Imus.
Yes, very good. Don Imus. 7 months after Mr. Imus lost his job for saying something grossly insensitive about the Rutgers women's basketball team, he is back on a different network, saying, as you heard, more grossly insensitive things.
He's still horrible to look at, too.
I know.
Cowboy hat and a denim jacket. Yes, terrible. He's all over the post, I see him every day.
He didn't take the time to get a makeover, which is sad.
Haggard, he defines the word.
He talked about how wrong he was. When he went back in the air, he spent a lot of time talking about how wrong he was to say what he did about the Scarlet Knights team, of how he truly has learned his lesson, or he won't do it again. His new supporting cast is also more diverse. He's got two African-American comedians in the studio with him. One of them is even a woman. Their job, of course, is to administer and operate the shock collar he now wears during the broadcast. Carl, how did Joe do in our quiz?
Well enough to win the prize, Peter. Joe, you had 3 correct answers, so I'll be doing the message on your home answering machine.
This is a great day.
Isn't it, Tom?
Forget about me, I'll be alone, dancing, you know.